Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
He starts speaking it, I know there's a purpose behind it. The Holy Ghost is trying to remind me, hey, I taught you this. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, but you ain't walking in it. You understand? Just because you know something don't mean you're doing it. So you've not only got to know God's Word, you've got to do God's Word in order to benefit from it. And so we're just going to see some basic elementary truths, and that's by no means to demean your intelligence, you understand? We think more highly of you than that, but I'm telling you, it's the basic things that put us over. It's the basics of Christianity. You never get away from practicing what I would call the ABCs of Christianity. And God's power is always present everywhere. And so if His power is always present everywhere, then why isn't everybody always experiencing His power? Well, there's a faith plug that we've got to plug in order to have God's power to be manifest in our situation. We walk by faith and not by sight. We live by faith and not by sight. You understand? And so everything we do has got to be by faith. And so we want to go back and just look at some things that I've shared before, some things I've done before, because it's just by the Holy Ghost that we're going to do it. But open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, and I'll guarantee you God will manifest Himself, demonstrate Himself in a great way right here tonight, just simply because we're going to believe. Amen? In fact, before we go to Hebrews 11, let me do something that I was just prompted in my spirit. Would that be all right to go there first? Amen? Let's just change directions a little bit. Turn to Galatians, I believe it is, chapter 3. I got to look and make sure it's in the Bible myself. But the Lord just prompted me there a little bit ago about this, and I was just going to pass it by, but He prompted me again. And so we're just going to go with that. Galatians, I believe it is, chapter 3, and then we'll turn to Hebrews, chapter 11, and we're going to talk about faith, because we're going to find out if you want miracles and signs and wonders, there's still an element of faith, God moving supernaturally in the realm of faith. Now, God does move by the gifts of the Spirit, and God will manifest Himself by the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and He moves that way. I mean, and when the gifts of the Holy Ghost are in operation, manifestation, and demonstration, then God, you understand, will supernaturally minister to people. And sometimes, in fact, about any time that somebody's operating in the gifts of the Spirit to minister, a person can be healed and not have one ounce of faith. And we've heard that time after time. But there is another element to God moving, and it's called faith in His Word, and God always moves that way. And now a lot of times too, I'll tell you how God does me. And a lot of times though, you know, when God is using me in the gifts of the Spirit or whatever, and like for instance last night when God had me call out some things, well see, I could have prayed for just one or two people, you understand? And that might have been just the one or two that God wanted to minister to, but at a lot of times what God will just have me do is because when a word from God is coming forward, everybody can get in on it if they want to, you understand? And said, and you'll see people, some people will just come up and just readily receive, and we're not belittling anybody or knocking anybody, but some people will just readily receive, and really you could have just ministered to those people, you understand, and just left the others out of the prayer line if you wanted to be that kind of way. But I don't like to be that kind of way. I want to let everybody that wants to get in on a word from God get in on it. You know, Dad Hagin, if you've been in his meetings much, you'll find out sometimes the anointing of God will come on him and he'll begin to prophesy right out of the pulpit, and he said, if that pertains to you, he said, take hold of it. I mean, just right out, and I've grabbed many words that he slung from the pulpit where he didn't call me out and he didn't prophesy over me and say, thus saith the Lord, but he just spoke it out and he said, if you're in the audience and you want it, grab it. Amen? And so sometimes God is just moving in that realm like that, and when God is moving that way, what you've got to do is you've got to reach out and grab or take hold of that word to see it in operation, manifestation, and demonstration in your life, and you can have it. So a lot of times when the words of the Lord are coming forth and God is ministering, say, in healing or any kind of realm, financially or whatever it is, then you can take advantage of that word if you'll just have enough of faith to believe that that word will work for you. Amen? And so you just grab a hold to it and by faith receive it and just go rejoicing when hands are laid on you. Now, all the time too, and you know, we saw this last night, but not all the time is the manifestation always instantaneous. And a lot of people go away from a place of prayer believing that they did not receive because they did not get an instant manifestation. A lot of people go away from a prayer line because they didn't have Holy Ghost goosebumps, or because they didn't flip down the aisle two or three times, or they didn't roll in the floor, you understand, or nothing knocked them out. I mean, I could get a good right hook, you understand, and I could knock a few out, but I'm telling you the truth about it. Whether you feel anything or not, in the natural, that's not the way it works. It first works in the spiritual realm inside of you, and then it's manifested in the physical material world that you live in. Dad Hagin has said this over the years, and I'm telling you the truth about it, I'm endeavoring my best to practice it. He said that he's had the most outstanding miracles in his services when he didn't feel a thing, when he didn't sense any anointing whatsoever. He just acted by faith because he believed the Word of God was true. And he said if he had been going in prayer lines, he said if he had been going how he was a feeling, he said he'd have had them a praying for him instead of him praying for them. Because he didn't sense any special anointing. He didn't sense anything, but he knew by faith that the anointing of God was on him. And he said that the most notable miracles, he said, and this is what Dad Hagin said, the most notable miracles he's ever had was when he did not feel a thing. In the physical realm, you understand? But you don't have to feel things. We walk by faith and not by sight or feelings, you understand? And so a lot of people will go away disappointed, and they'll come up and there's a war, there's a battle that goes on in a person's mind when they come up and they said, well, did I get it or didn't I get it? Did I get it or didn't I get it? If you get in that arena, you understand that the devil will say, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't. Don't get up and testify. Don't get up and say nothing. Don't get up and do this. No, because you didn't, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't. And you'll say, if you don't watch it, you'll say, well, I guess I didn't. Well, if you say you guess you didn't, guess what, you didn't. Amen? Because you can have what you say. You understand it? I'm telling you, God's power and God's ability and God's anointing is so real, even in this room right here tonight, it's so thick in the Spirit, you could literally cut it with a knife. You understand? It's here. And if it's here, can't we benefit from it? Absolutely. How are we going to benefit from it? We're going to benefit from it by hooking up with what His Word says do. He doesn't leave us in the dark. And so it don't matter what kind of problem, what kind of need that you need in your life tonight, God's power will minister to you. But you've got to get to the point that you believe that. Not get in the arena of doubt and unbelief. I'm here to tell you it don't matter what happened yesterday. In fact, if you've got sin in your life, just confess it right now and get it out. I'm not saying that you have, but if you have got sin, the devil will defeat you before you ever come down to the prayer line. Because he'll tell you you don't qualify and you're not good enough, and he'll remind you of everything that you've done wrong. If you've confessed it and it's under the blood, it don't matter what you've done. Jesus Christ has washed your sins away, and as far as the east is from the west, he's taken it away from you. But the power of God is here in the service, and if the power of God is here in the service, then that means that you can benefit from it if you'll plug into it by faith. Thank God for it. I'm going to grab hold to it by faith. Even if the gifts of the Spirit are in operation, manifestation, demonstration, you still got to take that word that comes from the Holy Ghost and you've got to act on that word by faith. Amen. And so tonight, don't be discouraged. You be encouraged because it belongs to you. And I told you to turn to Galatians somewhere, didn't I? Galatians, is there a Galatians somewhere? No, there's a Galatians chapter 3. But it says here, and we'll start reading in verse number 5. We'll just start reading there, because that's what I want to bring out. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 5. It says, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you. Now he's talking about ministering to you the Spirit. Now we could stop and preach a message on that. Ministers to you the Spirit. Can the Spirit of God be ministered to you? Yes. Now he's talking to Christians that's already been filled with the Spirit. But he's talking about ministering the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God can be ministered to you just like medicine can go into your body and flow out and affect, control symptoms and bring a cure in your body. The Spirit of God can be ministered to you. One way is through the laying on of hands, but that's not the only way. We had testimonies here last night where people were just walking up to the prayer line or walking away from the prayer line. Some were maybe even in the audience, and all of a sudden they begin to sense God's power at work in their bodies. Well, I'm here to tell you, whether you sensed it or not, if you got in a prayer line, it was working. Amen. And that's what you've got to believe. You understand? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not by feeling that we receive from God. Dad Hagin, let me tell you again, had the most notable miracles that he's ever had in his ministry when he did not feel one thing when he was laying hands on folks. But he believed the anointing are there. But it says in Galatians chapter 3, Verse number 5, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, he said, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Well, we know how it took place. He said it was by the hearing of faith. He said, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And so it goes on to say, but let's just look down here in verse number 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Isn't that what it says here? But he says, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, how does it take place? It comes about by the hearing of faith. In other words, I'm telling you what God will do for you, and all we've got to do is decide we want to tap into it. And so we want to talk about this faith that Paul's talking about right here when he's writing the Galatians. We want to talk about this kind of faith that we'll receive from God, this kind of faith that will believe God. And we're going to share with you some things that you already know, and glory to God, we're going to tap into this supernatural anointing right here tonight, and we're going to receive it. So turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. It don't matter what your circumstances are. It don't matter what your situation is. God will supernaturally turn it around for those that will believe Him by faith, that will receive the power of God by faith. I'll guarantee you God will work supernaturally for you, but it takes you tapping into this power. And so that's what we're going to talk about here tonight. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6 is where we're going to take our text from. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It says, for he that cometh to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I started talking somewhat along seeking God diligently this morning, but I'm here to tell you, He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Seek Him how? By faith. Diligently, just stay after it. Just have a perseverance attitude, a stay with it attitude, a sticking with it attitude. Bless God that I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stand on God's Word. I'm not going to believe anything else. I'm not going to allow any thoughts into my mind contrary to stay there, that is. I'm not going to let thoughts stay in my mind contrary to the fact that God's Word is true and what I believed is so, and I'm going to seek God, I'm going to believe God, and He said that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. But notice the verse says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Now before you could understand what we're going to share with you tonight, we're going to have to define one word for you, because if you don't understand this one word or know the definition of this one word, then you could not go on and understand the rest of this. And Brother Randy, what word are we going to define? We're going to define the word impossible. Because some people may not know what the word impossible defined means. And so, you know, I know what it means in Columbus, Georgia, in Geneva, Georgia area, where our offices are presently located, and Freedom Development Center is. But I don't know what it means here in Cumming, Georgia. So what we want to do is we all want to get on the same page, as some would say. So the word impossible defined down our way simply means not possible. Is it the same thing here? Is that right? Is that close? The pastor said that's close. You understand? It is. He said the word impossible means not possible. So it brings a little bit more clarity to it when you say not possible instead of impossible. It is not possible to please God without faith. I didn't say it, but the Bible says, but without faith, it is not possible to please Him. You cannot please God without faith. So the basic elementary ABC truths of Christianity is learning the principles of faith and walking in them on a daily basis. It is the basics of Christianity that's going to put you over every day. Remember what I said success was, and the key to success is really consistency, which means doing the same thing the same way every day based on the principles of God's Word. You find the man, the woman, the boy or girl that will take the principles of God's Word and put them into their life, practice in their life on an ongoing daily basis, regardless if the sun is shining, regardless if it's raining or not, regardless if the circumstance looks bad. bad, regardless if there's no circumstances at all, I'm going to be the same. I'm not going to be changed. I'm not going to walk by what I see. I'm going to walk by what I believe. And so if you cannot please God without faith, and it's impossible to please God without faith, it is not possible to please God without faith. So we got to understand faith. And so I just want to cover again, because the Holy Ghost led me to do so, the basic principle, elementary truths of faith. Because that's something that's going to take us into a place that we need to walk in. In fact, the Lord told me this. He said, just in recent times, last year, in fact, He said this to me. He said, you know what got you to this level? I said, well, Lord, I think I know what got me to the level that I'm at right now. He said, what got you here is what's going to take you to the next level. He said, the same principles that you practice to get to where you're at right now, which was the principles of faith, confession of God's Word, faith in God's Word, meditation in God's Word, prayer, faith towards God, believing God to grow and develop and mature in Him. He said, the same things that got you to where you're at in the level of ministry that you're at right now, He said, it's the same things going to take you to that next level of ministry that I want you to go to. Glory to God. And I started getting after it like a hound dog after a rabbit. Y'all don't want to hear the hound dog story no more, do you? Glory to God, but I can tell you how to catch a rabbit, you understand? But I've already taught you that one, you understand? So somebody said, what did you learn in Brother Randy's meeting? Well, I learned how to hunt dogs and catch rabbits. Glory to God. I learned how to do all those kind of things, but at least you learned something.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.